that in 3 weeks, even, as you mentioned.
All right. Call this session back to order here. The other two board members, they're walking right in. I just want to kind of let everyone know about our schedule. And you're fine, Kelly. Take your call. So we had some changes on your agenda as we looked at the agenda here. While there's a little lull, we do need to approve the board minutes, so minutes from Friday. So if you get a chance, review those. The other thing is the 10:30 time, they were not going to be able to attend, so what we're going to do is make a determination based off of that information. So what I'd also like to state here is this. If we can go to 10-minute sessions until we get caught back up, we'll be fine before lunch hour. So what I'd like to say is we're just going to move back to a 10-minute. Instead of 15-minute per, let's go to 10-minute and we can get caught back up. Now, there was one question I was asked as the chairman just on Robert's Rules process order. The question was, if you were not here during a vote like last week, is there a way to bring old issues up? And according to Robert's Rules book, which I've gone through, only on the prevailing side can you do a motion to reconsider. So if the people who so if there was a vote, like, toward the end of our session on Friday, there was only three of us, and we had some 2-to-1 votes. Those two votes that were on the prevailing side are the only two that can bring a motion to reconsider. So if there's a specific issue, the absentee vote, the absentee members, you need to talk to the two prevailing sides to see if they'll bring it up. Now, anybody can second the motion, but only the two on the prevailing side can bring up the motion. That makes sense? To reconsider.
Has to be the one who made the motion or the one who seconded
it. The correct, on that 2-to-1 vote. So that was a clarification.
For it.
What?
Anyone who voted for it.
Anyone, but there was only a 2-to-1. Yeah. So yeah, the two people that voted for it, that, to answer the question. So with that said, we're going to jump right back into here. And we are going to go right to a call-in, which is at 10:45.
Do we have electronic copies of this?
We do not.
Okay.
We do not have electronic copies of that whatsoever. And
one, this is my copy.
That is your copy to keep.
Okay.
I'm just 1 second here. Okay. And this time, like I said, review your minutes, your meeting minutes too, and all that. And the BOE number we're going to be calling in on now is the 10:40 time slot. It's ending in 0008. You should be able to pull that up on your scan documents if you can. Go ahead and do that so we can be as prepared as possible. And once again, it's 0008. Is everyone finding that?
Okay, it's not the 10 o'clock one.
No, we're going to go to the 10:45. We've already contacted the other ones. It's 201-007-0008. So it's, you have to scroll down on your items there. Intella, I think, is the improper way to say it. All right. And?
Feel so.
Okay, everyone got it? We'll call in Omaha, Nebraska. So here we go. Remember, we're on speakerphone, so I think your microphones are close to the speakerphone. So, Danny, your thing, you'll have to talk a little louder to get there. Michael or Sally?
Hello?
Hi, is this Sally? Sally, this is Jim Strophas. I'm calling from Taney County, Missouri on the Board of Equalization.
Okay.
And we have a 10:45. We're a little late for your scheduled discussion on your appeal for property taxes.
Correct.
And I shouldn't say taxes, property assessment. So I just want to let you know we have you live on the Internet so we can record and open meetings laws. We also have a 5-member board here listening in. We also have the assessor, the clerk taking minutes, and then our county counselor, which he's in all of our meetings. And let me kind of explain the process. We're going to hear from you in just a second of why you believe your assessment is incorrect. Then the board may or may not ask you a few questions. Then what we'll do is have the assessor make some statements of why his valuation is what it is. then the board may or may not make a vote at that time. If not, we'll vote at the end of the day, definitely by the end of the fiscal of the calendar month. And then whatever the decision is, you will be mailed that results via the county clerk. Is that clear?
Yes, it is.
All right. We have any documents you sent to us, we have up in front of us. And you can just have the floor and go ahead.
Okay, well, I really don't have much to say except that, like you said, you do have the forms of the recent appraisal that we had done on our home. And it was quite a bit lower than a year ago when we bought the house. And we were hoping that our taxes would be lowered because of that.
Okay, let me explain. I know you live in Omaha, Nebraska. Let me kind of explain one thing. I failed to do so on Missouri. We do valuations every 2 years. So we are
looking 2 years.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're looking at valuations that the assessor set as of January 1st of 2009. And that's a little different than the 2010 numbers, but I want to let you know that his office right now is going through valuations for 2011 as of January 1st, and that will go for 2 years. So we set valuations every 2 years.
Okay. All right.
And just to let you know, just make sure we can clarify any clarification. Your purchase price was $279,000, is what you wrote. The market value is $245,000, is what
right,
you
that's put. That's what the appraiser put on our house when we went to refinance it, yes.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, the market value that you're claiming now is as of, if I read this appraisal right, sometime in May of 2010.
Right, correct? That's when the appraisal was done, yes, correct.
Okay. But you actually purchased the property in January of 2009. And like Jim was just explaining, the valuation date we're looking at, we have to look at it January 1st of 2009. Do you have any other evidence as to what the value of the property would have been on January 1 of 2009?
You know, if I do, it would be back in our Missouri home. Like I said, we're only up here for the summer. We just sold our house in May, and we're back here in Omaha because my husband, the company that he worked for 30 years, wanted him to come back for the summer. So we're only here for 3 months, and then when I got these papers, and then when we went to go refinance, I talked to him about our taxes, and they said, well, you'd have to go through you guys to see
right.
if we can get something done about it. So that's the only reason why I did. And as far as any other papers, they would be back in at our home in Missouri.
Well, and I'm not going to speak for the entire board, but I can tell you from the assessor's information, he'll take this appraisal and apply it for 2011 assessment value. So we all know that the market has been declining over the last 2 years. But
right.
once again, the decision we have to make is as of January 1st of 2009. Board, do you have any more questions for this app for this lady, for Sally? James, the assessor, you want to say anything?
No.
All right. You have any final statements, ma'am?
Now, weren't the houses, even for 2009, going down in evaluation, though, from what they were? Because I guess the reason why the appraisal on our house came down so low is because three houses on our street, which is basically new, sold for $250,000 and less. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why he said the appraisal came down, as low as it did.
Sure.
Of course, that was 2009 because they said within
right.
6 months, so from January to May. So at that time, houses were
dropping.
Going for a lot lower.
Right, but the assessor was using data from the 2008 to set the value for January 1st of 2009. So he was...
Well, they set for 2008.
Yeah,
2008 to 2010, is that what it is?
Well, no, 2008, he takes all the market research in the year 2008 and sets the value as of January 1st of 2009. So what he's doing, right now, he's collecting all this data in 2010 to set the value for January 1st of 2011. So the information you supplied will definitely be considered in his evaluation for setting the price for January 1st. But once again, our job is to set valuations as of January 1st of 2009. And traditionally in our sessions, we use data from 2008 or 2007.
Oh, I see.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Is there any other follow-up questions? Seeing none?
I think none for me.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
I appreciate you talking with us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Jim, and I was going to say something. Did you?
I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry.
You didn't say anything to her about the benefit of 2011 appraisal. I mean,
no, I didn't make.
Okay, that's. I think that should on all these cases that we're coming up with like this. I think that is a positive
politically,
point.
It's a real good idea to tell them.
Well, people not politically, but it's just absolutely.
Jim said it.
He basically said that this appraisal will be used to help evaluate it for 2011.
Yeah, it was.
I just didn't say that on the rebound in 2013, you'd probably be money ahead.
She was so focused on what she was doing now.
And every state's different. I keep on forgetting to clarify.
Because this is not the last one. You just forgot.
All right. I entertain any motion?
I'd like to make a motion.
To?
I would say that given the fact that James has other sales data prior to this that supports his value, and that the applicant paid $279,000 for it, and James was at $275,915, which is a ratio of almost exactly 99%, that as much as it terribly pains me to do so, that it looks like James was and his staff was absolutely dead on balls accurate in evaluation, that we should deny this.
We have a motion to deny by Kelly Trimble.
Second.
Second by Danny Strahan. Any more discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0. I'm getting a nod from Jim Usum. I'm going, I got a thumbs up.
But
all right.
You don't have to put all that down that Kelly rattled off.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Just motion to deny is all he needs.
Yeah, and we appreciate the...
For sake of time. I thought I was trying to be complimentary to James.
All right, we're going to be calling. The next one is the last five digits, 70253. So if you guys would take a moment to pull that up. Once again, the last five digits, 70253.
Left way down here.
70253. Tatum. Tatum. Okay. All right.
Pokemon. Ooh, gosh.
Let's just quickly, we'll call in Arkansas here. Purchase price was 125, 121. Market value is 125 appraised. And... the assessor has it on books for 187.
And he bought it in February of 10.
But he bought it in February of 10.
And what did he give?
He gave 121.5, but he's saying it was appraised for...
No, he gave 111, I think is what he said.
No, it says purchase right, 121.5.
Okay.
And he's saying appraised at 125.
That's correct. He purchased 121, market value is 125. As of when he purchased it. So, all right, I will go through the spiel. Please stand.
What number is this again?
70253. Last five digits, because we've got some O6s in there. So, 459, 8, 3. Is that annoying anybody yet? Just for those listening in, I apologize. Hi, this is Jim Stroff. Is this Gayla?
No, it's Corinne.
Corinne, sorry about that. I didn't read my papers right here. This is Jim calling from the Taney County, Missouri on the Board of Equalization.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to preface this before it takes any time, but I did speak with a neighbor and I learned that the decision was going to be made not to change any of the taxes. And I always have the same evidence that my neighbors was using to support the case. And I'm a little bit disappointed because I believe the taxes were based on selling prices that were drastically higher a few years ago. And the most recent sale prices of June 30th was about $75,000 less.
Right. The state of Missouri does assessment values or appraised values on the odd number year. So our responsibility and authority is to only set values as of the January 1st of the odd number year. So the valuation of this of any property has to be set by January 1st. So we use market data from the 07 and 08 numbers years to come up with the valuation as of January 1st. That's the law in Missouri. So What we hear in BOE in the summer of 2010, a lot of times we'll be dealing with classification issues and or any extreme valuations. But once again, even though the property I think you bought recently, we still have to set valuations as of January 1st of 2009. That's the law for the state of Missouri.
So is there any chance of next year of addressing the issue then if we go with the value of...
Absolutely. What's happened is any data that's submitted in this session here, the assessor is using that information to set new valuations. And we just, in a general terms, see a pretty large reduction in valuations across the board. So I can't speak specifically to your parcel, but it appears that a lot of parcel will be seeing a pretty large decrease. And then if the assessed value or appraised value is not set to your likings next year, then absolutely appeal, and we'll have a lot more ability to make some adjustments because it'll be January 1st of 2011 that we'll be dealing with.
Okay.
All right?
I appreciate your phone call.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I would like to bring up that in looking at this, the appraised land is $90,000 on this.
Okay.
That's what it was on the others.
Well, I don't...
Can you pull up some neighbor property about their valuation? Is there houses in the neighborhood? Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead and continue.
Well, I don't see on the list of sales I've got here, I don't see anything selling for over... And I don't know if it's land or improvements, but there's some other comparables in early 09 and even 08 that are, well, here's a couple of them in 08 that are higher. But most of what I'm looking at, and it could be just land, but 130 and 140 and 125,000.
That's just land.
Is that just land? Is that what the land sold for there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Any other comments, statements?
There's going to be before we run into we're going to run into this constantly.
We did last week.
I know, but
here's five more, and
can we lobby to the legislative body to change it where any property that I mean everybody else is calling in from every other state is recent sales unless it's a foreclosure or a distressed sale. Couldn't we lobby for them to change the law?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's...
You could lobby to change the laws of how they can apply in BOE in the even number of years. There's a lot of things we could change legislatively that would maybe speed up the process or...
The major issue on that is, guys, how do you deal with a bank that says we'll settle for 25 cents on the dollar?
Right.
I know, but I'm talking about...
And that's
stressed.
The hard part.
It is.
That's distressed. And it's the same thing this company used.
Right.
Basically.
From the right side of the table, any comments, statements? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to deny.
Motion to deny by Dave, second by Kelly Trimble. That is on BOE number 201-007-0253. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. We have now made up a little time. Let us go to... because it doesn't require a phone call, is 070001. That's the one on our schedule at 10:30. We were called and said, please just make a determination. They don't want to appear. They don't want to call.
So I've got a question about that.
Yep.
In years past, when we didn't have an appearance by a client, but now they've called and said to make a decision.
They did.
But whenever in years past, if they didn't show up, we denied it.
Well, what we've been doing is we've been directing the clerks or Cindy to go ahead and make one final contact with them to see if they've missed it and reschedule if we can. If not, then we make a determination.
Yeah, because in training from the State Tax Commission, they say if somebody hasn't shown up and you have their information, you're to review their information and then make a decision,
right.
not just determined to deny them.
Right.
Well, that's what we've done in the past. I just
So anyway, please go to...
Motion to deny.
We have a motion to deny by Dave Oliphant on BOE 201-007-0001.
Second.
We have a second by Danny Strahan.
I have a question.
We have some discussion. Go ahead.
Mr. Appraiser, do you have data to support your value of the $121,000?
In 07 and 08, yes.
Yes, okay.
And we just got through hearing one a minute ago.
Exactly. Next door.
Next door.
Yeah. This isn't next door. This is Thousand Hills.
This is Thousand Hills.
They have some sales.
Foothills. We just did one in the Foothills.
Did we?
We did last week.
Yeah, last week you did, but not today. But yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I called. I called up the 10 o'clock one. It's the Foothills. I knew I was looking.
You're so darn.
His is a walk-in, and his sales that he's citing a four. I think some of those are upstairs, walk-ups.
Because I know it.
So, okay, I'm ready to vote.
I don't know that I am.
I do have Foothills right here.
Go ahead, Chuck.
I'm just looking at the sales here. James gave us, they're running anywhere from 73 to 66, 129. He's asking for what?
He's asking for 96,000 is what he asked him for.
96,000.
And he bought it for 100,000 even. That was back in 03, it looked like. But yes, that's what he's asking for, is 96.
Did you say 129 on one of those?
Dave
did.
Got 129, 250 down to 66,500.
Right. And I'm at 121,713.
The 66,500 was in 2010, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's three 2008 sales on there of 117, 129, and 127.
Yeah, that's where this is.
And another one for 115.
And I'm at 121, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought.
There's such quite a... Can we see what building it is? Should we look at it that way?
We have 5 minutes to do that. Go ahead. Is that the one?
That's what I was looking for.
Nope, that's not it. The one we're talking about?
One building B.
What's the BOE number again? Last five?
Last five is 07, or 70001.
Not 01.
Sorry, no, sir. That's the one at 1115. We'll be pulling it up in just a second. The two up the, that one.
Okay, here's one looks like it's the same number. March of 2010, 73.5, ends in 005 instead of 001.
Let's see a top map view. Maybe we can see some...
Yeah, I agree. In the same building, there was two units, one in 09 and one in 010 that sold for 73 and another one for 85.
Yeah, the next one up is 85. That's number three in the same building.
Well, sold in 10?
Well, one just 10? Up from that is 4 of 09.
But we're dealing with 09.
I know it's over, but
there's a point. And I've discussed this with some other appraisers where condos just took a nosedive, and it's hard to determine whether it happened in the months immediately after January 1 or in the month or two immediately before January 1.
Right.
And I think it would be nice for evaluation days if it was September of 08, because it would be a whole lot clearer, or even March of 09 would be a lot clearer.
Get closer to the microphone, sir. I've got two around you, but it's amazing we couldn't hear you.
No, I was just saying that values dropped sometime in the time frame of our evaluation date, and it's real hard for us to determine what things were selling for in January 1 of 09. We got real good data in the months leading up and real good data in the months subsequent, and that there's been a huge drop. But exactly where it was on January 1 of 09 is hard to say, and I kind of think that as a policy, we've been setting it as a policy to deny these kind of things on January 9, knowing that the people are going to have a huge readjustment
right.
in 2010. And they're going to get a corresponding benefit as values come back up at some point, whether it's
whatever.
The next...
It's 13 or 15 or whatever it is.
So. 11, 13, or 15. So.
All right. Chuck, you have any more statements?
Yeah. Sales ratio. You look at the sales ratio on that page on Foothills.
Okay.
And we're 150, 166. We've got three in the 90s. and all the rest of them were over, well, there's one at 70, but all the rest of them were
way up there.
Considerably over 100%.
But the ones that are over 100% are way up deep in 2009 and in 2010. The ones in 2008, leading up to the date of value, are all in the 90s.
Okay. Good point.
We good?
Call.
All right, call for the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
This is favor to deny.
Favor to deny.
Aye.
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 Okay, I'm sorry. Motion carries 5-0. Three things going on in my head. I apologize for that. All right, that concludes that one here. So we're making up some lost ground. We're going to go to the 11:15. There is there's actually a slew of them at 11:15. So what you may see is them all under one tab here. I've got to look to see if that's the case or not. And it starts with BOE, number 11. Yeah, 00. Now,
no phone call on this one either.
Yeah, we have a phone call on this one.
Okay.
And I have the number on that. We're going to be calling, looks like, I think, 972 is Texas. We're going to pull up just for discussion is 070011. McKissack. And we are calling Texas. Purchase price is 112, market value 112. They purchased it in February of 2010. And it's on the books for 199.
This is, another Oakmont. It's right beside the ones you just decided a few minutes ago.
All right.
So this guy bought in
2010.
Purchase date's fine. Okay.
February.
More of them.
Yeah.
They're scattered.
Is the purchase date all in 2010?
No, this first one I'm looking at is 2009.
We'll pull the next one here.
191.
Some of the sales was from Guarantee Bank. Some of them was from individuals, but there's all, I think they're all tied together.
All right, we ready to call?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to make the phone call here for the 11:15, which we're on schedule for. Valerie, this is Jim Strophis calling from Taney County, Missouri.
Oh, they gave me the other number. That's great.
Yes. This is the right number, correct?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I've got you on speakerphone. I've also have you live streamed on the internet, and we're recording the conversation so that we can have future records of this. You're speaking to a five-member board. We also have our assessor, a member from the county clerk's office, and the county attorney. What we have is, in just a few minutes, kind of explain the process for you, is in just a few minutes we'll let you speak and why you believe you're appealing the property assessment valuation. The board may or may not ask you a few questions, and then we'll hear from the assessor. And then either during this session, most of the time it's been after the session, at a later date we'll make a vote on either to set valuation at the requested level, somewhere in between, or to deny. But whatever the vote is, you'll be notified via mail of that vote. All right? My first name is Jim. And then one last thing I wanted to kind of let you know, since I'm calling Texas here, Missouri does a two-year assessment cycle. So the valuations that we're discussing were set as of January 1st of 2009. So all the data and our job, our duties is to set valuation as of that January 1st of 2009 date. So we traditionally use data that was in 2007 and 2008 to set that valuation. I just wanted to let you know that. It looks like looking through some of your paperwork, which we all have in front of us, there were some purchase dates in the 2010 cycle, but our job is still set valuation as of 2009 of January 1st. So with that said, you have the floor, and looks like you have multiple multiple.
I do. So do you want to handle property by property? That
would be the best thing. We Okay, we'll pick the first one. I don't want to read you the long parcel number, but if I could tell you what the parcel number ending in 005.
The street address.
Look.
I can go to your website and pull it up that way.
271 Friend. Okay. Friend Drive.
And that property was just
February of 2010.
Right, and it was a foreclosure.
Okay.
And that one was purchased. You probably have the paperwork in front of you.
Yes.
Do you do the closing settlement thing as well?
We do, ma'am.
Great. Okay, so that one is, the value on that, as you can see, we purchased it like 112. So, you know, do I need to go back and tell you all the other history? For example, I know you're referencing July 1st, 2009.
January 1st.
January 1st.
Yes.
Okay. There's been quite a few foreclosures. I don't know if you know the history of this development. The developer came in and unfortunately promised quite a bit of promises. They promised that there was going to be a river pool, kind of like Big Cedar has, the floating river that, you know, winds around.
Right.
That never got built. There were supposed to be fountains throughout the development. There were supposed to be pools throughout the development. That specific lot was supposed to have this gorgeous fountain behind it when it was sold originally, which was never built, the fountain. Furthermore, there's a golf course in the development that was never maintained.
Right.
It fell apart. They used to have golf courses. Those were all recompressed. The developer, unfortunately, actually filed bankruptcy, and then they actually did foreclose on the property recently. The property has not been maintained the way it was when it was first sold back in 2005 and 2006. So the values, unfortunately, have dropped tremendously.
Right.
And
Ms. Valerie, we've seen that, we've heard a lot of cases from the Oakmont area and are familiar with the area that, and unfortunately, a lot of times we're, you know, I'm not sure how we'll vote on this, but the valuations definitely, all those items are being taken under consideration with the assessor. Because he's going through the new assessment cycle right now to set values as of January 1st of next year.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, for example, like on 186 Friend, that one foreclosed in the beginning part of 09.
Okay.
155 Friend foreclosed in the beginning part of 09. Those went for, they eventually sold later after they foreclosed, and they sold for like 126. But on this one specifically that we're talking about, 271 Friend, we do have the HUD settlement statement, which proves the value. Now, I know in Dallas, the way they do it is all we have to show is the HUD settlement statement, and there's no question at all, and it is just gone ahead and signed what the value was that it was purchased. How does Taney County handle it?
Well, the state of Missouri does it differently. We base off of the, you know, there's a lot of stipulations of what is a arm's length transaction from a willing buyer who doesn't really need to buy to a willing seller who really doesn't need to sell. So there's some definitions of what a arm's length transaction is. Traditionally, foreclosures is a distressed seller, and so we have some guidelines within the state statutes to determine that. But irregardless of that, our valuations are still set as of January 1st of the odd numbered year. So even though you did purchase, or some properties were purchased in the even numbered year, we still have to revert back to the odd number year of January 1st. So all the data is considered in the next cycle of assessment, which is every 2 years. So at a certain time when the economy starts rebounding, the homeowner, the parcel owner, will eventually be on the benefit of the doubt because valuations may go up. Property values may go up, but assessment values can't go up until the odd numbered year. So, but that we in the state of Missouri, we cannot use strictly the settlement statement, especially if it wasn't done around January 1st.
Okay.
All right.
Nothing had sold in that development in 2008, 2009. Only something sold in 2007. So the only records on sale that were done were the foreclosures, which were the first quarter of 2009, and they sold at 126.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And I guess using that data, I mean, that this will probably apply to all of them for that matter, because if you're only going to be basing it on January 1st, 2009, the only records of sale, again, for the end of 2008-2009 were just the two foreclosures in the beginning part of January of 2009.
Okay. We're trying to pull that sales data up right now that was supplied to us by the assessor here. Dave, do you see something there?
I looked through mine. I'm not seeing the 20s. Numbers that start at 20.
Okay.
But they in here, you think?
There was definitely one that sold for 126.
126 was the
18.
126. That was for first quarter of 2009.
Which is close in the, I mean, pretty close that we do take determinations of that.
And you do have actually the settlement statement in the pile that I sent you.
Okay.
That would be for the address 155 Friend.
155 Friend is the one on that. Okay.
James, do you know how this would be titled?
It should be under 20. There may be 08 sales involved.
All right. We're doing some collection of data.
Versus keeping
you on the phone here, we need to go through all this paperwork because there's quite a few. Obviously, you're representing a few, either represent or own quite a few of these properties.
There's 208 sales for $231,000, another one for $215,000.
So we have two sales in 08.
And what months were those and what addresses were they?
I just have property numbers.
Yeah, all we have is parcel numbers.
Okay, does it say what phase?
No, we'd have to pull up that data. We've got.
Okay, does it have a last name of an owner?
No.
No, it's just
got the dates, doesn't it?
It's got a date, though, doesn't it?
Okay, what was the amount on that?
Okay.
There was one sale for $215,000.
$215,000.
In January of 08.
January of 08.
October 08, there was a sale of $231,000.
So then October of 08, there was one for 231, which closed.
Okay, well, I guess the one first quarter is actually closer to your January 1st date of 126.
Do we show that?
You have the settlement statement in your pile.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying, Ms. Valerie. We're going to pull all that data up.
But that was in later on 2009.
Yeah, just a
couple. That was the first quarter, sir.
But here's another one, February of 09.
February of 09.
I have one for $130,000. In March of 09, I have one for $148,000.
Valerie, did you hear that?
I do, but there's also, you have the paperwork in front of you for 126.
Okay.
The address is 155 Friend.
Do you know what parcel number that is so we can pull that document?
It's right here, first one.
Parcel 018. Okay, we're pulling it up right now here.
Okay, and you can even call the title company, which I believe Hogan Title did work on that.
We're not denying your closing statement whatsoever, ma'am.
Okay.
But that has nothing to do with what we're basing this on.
But I'm sorry, maybe I don't quite understand. I thought you were basing on January 1st, 2009. And that was a sale that was closer to January 2009 than one that you're talking about in January of 08.
Well, no, October of 08 is what the data we're looking at. October and July.
So you also have one of January of 08 you referenced, too.
Right. The assessor had to use 2007 and 2008 sales in order to establish a value and have the value on the books as of January 1st of 09.
Okay. Well,
so anything that happened after January 1st of 09, he did not have available to use, you know, prior to that. He had to use the 08 and 07 values of things that were sold to establish that value. The same as he's using 2009 and 2010 values, which are these way reduced values, he is in the process right now of establishing a value for 2011, so the values will definitely drop in January 1st of 2011.
Okay, and I understand that, but I guess my question is how do we get them the one that's actually closest to the January 1st, 2009 comp or value to be included in his assessment.
We're trying to get another clarification for it.
Obviously most of the evaluation appeals are done in the summer BOE of the odd-numbered year. And sometimes it's relevant a month or two or maybe even three after the January 1st deadline to show a relevant sale that would reflect upon the true value on January 1st, 2009. But the further you get away, the less relevant it is. And to take a value from October of 2009 is almost irrelevant, certainly a lot less relevant than those before.
And sir, and I understand that I didn't realize the process, but given that, I guess my question is, this October of 9, no, I agree with that, but it's the October of 08 and the January of 08 numbers are being used, and furthermore, even the 07 numbers are used, then how do we incorporate the January or the first quarter of 09 sales to be used as well?
The values are set by the assessor on January, by his books close, May 15th of 2009, and that's when he has to have everything in. And the valuations, the appeals are all done by the end of July of 2009. So to consider something after that is not really relevant.
I'm sorry, I lost you there.
Okay, one thing that I may have misrepresented, when I was giving some dates here of a January 9 sale in February and January of 09, that was not something that I meant that he used. It's just documents that we have in front of us. It's not what the assessor used. I was looking at comparable sales, not what the assessor used. He used the 08 and 07 values.
Go ahead, Valerie, what'd you say?
So he used the 08 and 07 values to base it for 2009?
He has to.
Yes, that's what the Missouri law basically states. That's how the assessment process is.
What we're saying, that I guess then we're going to probably have very lower values then for the next 4 or 5 years then.
It's very well possible, and that's what it's looking like, yes.
Because, I mean, the values have just, I mean, they've just
dropped.
It's really, really sad.
No, it absolutely is, but that's, you're exactly right when you say your values are probably going to be low for multiple years. That's exactly true. But once again, we are, so to speak, handcuffed on what the rules are by the statutes of what the assessment cycle and the process is.
So the taxes stay the same in Missouri. Whatever he established January 1st of 09, that's the taxes for January of 09 and for 2010 also.
Okay, so then what all you need to do is find out, and I do not do the research that way because no offense, but none of the paperwork that was sent to me, and I've had conversations with the office since January of this year to find out how this process is, and no one told me that they were based on 08 and 07. So may I go ahead and do some research and reschedule this call for about a week later?
We, by law, have to have we have to have all our decisions done by this Friday, the end of the calendar year. Into the calendar month. But now the thing is also, there's multiple appeal process. If we vote to deny or if we can't get rescheduled, then there's a state tax commission appeal where you can do the same thing to their level. Because everyone that we've denied, or even if we've set the value and it wasn't set what they've asked, they have an appeal process similar to this process where they can state their case, and then that would supersede our decision. But if you want, what we can do is, I have to look at our calendar. What I can do is have the clerk's office get in touch with you again and see how we can, if we have any more time. We have got a very full schedule to rehear the data. But what we can do is, I guess I'm asking from the board's perspective, what information do you guys need?
All the sales are available here.
We've got everything available.
All right. So,
actually, you don't have all the sales because I have provided a couple that are not in your book. That one that was in the first quarter of 09. So
the assessor supply, an assessor has a packet of information to us that you can't see of all sales for all parcels in all the appealed properties. So we're looking through all the Oakmont sales that are relevant to his data. To his assessment valuation.
Right, but they're not any. If there was a short sale done without an agent, you wouldn't have record of that.
These are signed affidavits from the property owners that is required by state law for me to send out on a deed change. And I noticed on your settlement statement there was no taxes adjusted, and that's hard to comprehend on my part, since it was purchased from Aurora Loan Service, and why there was no county taxes adjusted. Usually on settlements, the county taxes are adjusted. Was that part of the purchase that you paid the taxes, or part of the actual transaction?
But I guess I don't quite understand the question, because if it's a cash purchase, which one are you specifically?
I'm looking at the first one that we referenced.
So
here,
the parcel number, it'd be the address of.
That was a short sale. The owner had no money. It was a short sale. That's why. So the new owner paid any prorated taxes that would have been due.
Okay.
And it was understood in the documentation from the title company.
Okay.
So that's why there was no proration for the taxes on that.
Okay.
So, but now when you pull your comparable sales, you're getting it probably from the MLS. However, if there was a short sale done without an agent, those would not be included, and that unfortunately does have an effect on the values.
Not sure.
So I guess my question is, what comparable values were used for these properties?
We will mail you that information. They're not short sales. They are affidavits from the owners of what they paid for their property.
That wouldn't be able to help me. So I can't resolve that. I can't give you any more information than until I get that, and then your appeal date will be over. In other words, the time, because I understand your deadline is on Friday.
Right, our deadline is a Friday.
Okay, let me get back then. That one property that you discussed, the one for January of 08 for 215, what's your parcel number?
Here, can I have that book? Doctor, real fast. And Valerie, we're gonna have to wrap this up. We've only allowed, because of the how full our schedule is, we only allowed 15 minutes per phone call, because of the volume of phone calls that we have to make today and meetings. So
even though I have so many properties,
we
I'm not just one property; I'm several properties.
I understand that, and that. I'm not saying we're out of time right this minute, but we've got to wrap it up in the next 8 or 9
okay.
minutes here.
So. Valerie, I've thumbed through these properties, Valerie, and I noticed some of these are in a vacation world type setting. Are they commercial properties, or are they residential? Are they going to be nightly rentals?
Some are vacation rentals. Some are primary resident or second homes.
Well, you know that that will be a value that will be established at probably a commercial value, which is going to raise your assessment because of the commercial use in 2011.
That I'd have to see documentation on, that we'd have to show which ones are and which ones are not.
Yeah, you would have to show which ones are.
So $215,000 for January 8th. Could you tell me what parcel number that was?
It's the same parcel number as that you're using, except the last digits would be, instead of 005, such as one of yours,
uh-huh.
It would be 064, and another one 065.
That's the Youngers. Okay. And the other one, 65, you said?
Yes.
And that's the Lowers. Okay. Well, I guess I really can't say anything more, because you are basing it on the 7 and 8. I would just ask, I guess, if you could next time let your office inform people like me what the information is based on, because no one told me this whatsoever, and it would have obviously changed quite a bit of the direction of this phone call. And to be honest, it probably would have saved you several other owners' phone calls as well, because none of us knew that. So I wish you the best. Thank you very much, and I guess we'll just have to readdress this when you're evaluating the next year.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
They have looked at their closing statement or the information, they would have known what the taxes were when they bought it.
They bought it with that included, because they didn't even do it on the first one. The second one they did, the next one they didn't, the next
one.
Well,
I can understand, if it's for a short sale and stuff like that, but they still know what the taxes are.
Right.
I mean, that's all made available through the title company.
Well, not always. On these short sales, they buy them subject to any outstanding taxes.
Well, how long does it? We talk short sales versus long sales here. From a bank, there is no such thing as a short sale. I mean, it has to
the
be.
Short sale just means that they bought it for less than what was owed against it.
Right.
Well, yeah, but short sale, when you buy it from a bank, when you buy bank REO, you normally, it's not unusual for you to buy it subject to outstanding taxes.
Well, sure, but if you're going to buy it and know that you're buying it subject to that, you're going to want to know how much they are.
Well,
so they're going to know.
An approved person should know.
And evidently, if they're buying all these properties from representing them, they're approved.
I definitely say she's approved.
All right, I tell you, it's our job, and but James probably doesn't have the information on this commercial rate. It's our job, she's asking for lowering the taxes, it's our job to set either a commercial rate or a residential rate, but you don't have, you'd have to send her a letter.
Yeah, that would be for 011.
Yeah, there's,
But like there's several of them in the vacation nightly rental program, it appeared.
Well, in doing our job of being equalization, if we were to change any of these, we'd have to change everything in that whole area down there. We have already denied a bunch of them, so I make a motion to deny.
All right, motion by Dave, and I'll motion denied by Dave Oliphant.
Second.
And a second by Danny. Let me read the BOE numbers. I'll use the last four digits for Jim Hughes taking notes here. 0011, 0012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. So the motion, once again, is to deny all those BOE numbers by Dave, second by Danny Strahan. Is there any more discussion?
Just to note that there was a value drop somewhere around the beginning of 2009. The policy so far has been to deny these things on the basis that they're getting hurt at the moment, but the values go back up, they're going to cap out like the bandits.
I would like to say bandits, but anyway.
I would like to point out also that on 0018, that was not Oakmont, it was Ozark Paradise Village, which is basically the same down there. But the value on it, they paid in July of 2010, they paid $129,000. It was assessed at $124,000, so it was assessed at less
than
what they paid for it a year and a half after the assessment. So,
okay. All right, any more statements, questions, comments? All right, seeing none, all those in favor deny, say aye.
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 Motion carries 5-0.
Are you going to do the consecutive numbers?
We just did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm relaxed.
So does that mean we don't even take our
polls? We have plenty to do. All right, meeting minutes. I've got that. I've also got a bonus one here. I'm just going to go ahead and, you guys don't have this in your packet, but I'm going to go ahead and just read it off. We have a condo classification question that James is aware of. Cindy brought it before us. Cindy just handed it to me. It's on parcel number. Let me just go through it real fast. We have a document stating that this cabin was purchased as of December 31st of 2009. Was purchased. A letter stated that they no longer are on the nightly rental program. We have a letter asking to be removed from the nightly rental program from Thousand Hills, which is the management company. And they also approved of a 6-month residential lease on the same property starting in March through September of 2010. So they're showing documentation that I can pass around that this property was definitely not in the nightly rental program, based off of all the rules that we've set forth, and they have asked us to get changed classification from commercial to residential. Okay? So.
And is that there's some other things that came up Friday that was brought up by both the clerk and the assessor. Were those actually something BOE should have handled?
Yes.
Or were they something that regular?
It was something that changed after the books were closed and had to be taken care of during the summer BOE process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it changes the assessment.
Right. We have not done any summer. We have not done any non-BOE actions so far. And when we do, we have to exit the regular BOE.
What the report does not change value, just classification.
It changes the assessed value because it jumps from residential to commercial.
The appraised
value, just the assessed value.
Not classification.
It's just you're fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys?
I understand the issue.
So, okay, so I'm going to read the parcel number Jim used. 18-2.0-10-003-001-014-126. Okay?
Okay, I'm sorry here. I thought you had it. I'll hand it over to you. Do I have a motion from anybody?
Motion to change the classification.
Motion by Dave Oliphant to change classification.
Second.
Second by Danny Strahan. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of changing classification say aye.
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 Aye. All right, motion carries 5-0.
We did have a 10-15 that we had in handbook.
Yes, I have that phone call. We're going to call after lunch.
All right.
And we need to put something on, it looks like.
We lost two buildings there. We need to run them on to this parcel. We sent the notices and everything.
All right. So James is handing them. We had two buildings fall off the assessment worksheet, but we're just needing to put them back on. The notices have already been sent to them. It is on the Track 3 Rec Center. And they've already been notified. And the ones I see check marks are, looks like two sheds, a restroom and a shed.
The restaurant and shed.
Restaurant, they fell off, they're putting back on.
Right, it's just putting back on the property.
So moved.
Motion by Dave Oliphant.
Second.
Second by Danny. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries 5-0. Let me hand that to James, Jim, so he knows what parcel number we're talking about.
Those items,
and
he's already done that.
Okay. James, go ahead.
Parcel number 18-6.0-24-001-002-005.002 was a remeasure, refigure, and there was an error in square footage. It wasn't requested by this, it was requested by the taxpayer. The old square footage we had down for 2267, the new was actually 2160, and we're asking that that error be corrected.
So a square footage error.
Went so moved.
Second.
Motion by Dave, second by Danny. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 5-0. Here's this parcel here for you. Go ahead, James.
We've got to have a BOE change on a tax code change. I don't really think so, but it would be all right.
Okay.
It's not. It went from 4C XB to 4C WX.
So a tax code change on a parcel?
Yes.
Explain that.
It went out of the city into the
county?
Yes. We had them taxed in the city, but it should have been just county.
So it was an error, not an actual change?
Yeah.
It's just a tax code change, just distribution.
Classification, basically.
It was a clerical error.
Clerical error.
Okay, they didn't unact.
Motion to do so.
Motion by Danny.
Second.
Second by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Kelly's, give it to Jim there. He'll.
We've got a number here. I'm not going to read it. Jim can have this copy.
Okay.
It's a BOE change. We corrected a legal description which combined two parcels, so it increased the value of the.
I think you better read it into the record so it'll be on the tape.
Parcel number is 117-363-332.003, and I'll give this to Jim Hughes. So you basically put them together, right?
Right. It's a combines which changes the value of that parcel number.
Gotcha.
003, and what's the other one that you're combining it with?
Right here. 002, I think.
3.001.
Yeah.
So 1 and 3 are being combined, or is it 1 and 2 combined into 3?
We're deleting 2.03 is what we're deleting.
Okay.
Do we change, delete, and combine?
James, this is something the mapper would do himself.
301.
This is done after books are closed, therefore it has to be
right. It's something we've caught up with. Just, but it has to be approved through here because it's a change in the actual book value of that parcel number.
Combine 3.01 with 2.03.
And one of them grows and one of them goes away.
Well, if they're adjoining properties, why is one of them a 3 point and the other one's a 2 point?
Back to back properties on streets.
Oh, okay.
The map's there.
All right.
The map's right there.
All right.
Did I have a motion, Jim? I didn't have a motion yet, did I?
I don't think so.
I'm going to do that. So moved. To combine. Second by Dave Oliphant. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 5-0. And just for Jim, Mr. Strahan, James,
yeah.
In about 2 minutes, we're supposed to recess out of BOE to go back into commission to talk about Mincy Park.
Actually, okay. I think it was
12:50. Oh, it's 12:50. I'm sorry, you're exactly right.
I'd like to ask you a couple questions. We said we had two withdrawals. Hershen Family Entertainment has withdrawn their tax appeal on the Celebration City. Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't. Let me. Do you have a BOE number?
Yeah, 7-8. Oh, BOE number 68.
Because I didn't want to have to get her up all that information.
68 is not on the sheet, so it must have been withdrawn.
Okay, so that way we don't have to work and correct. Get everything together. Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
The 10 and the 10:15. You say we're doing after lunch.
Well, the 10 o'clock did not show up. And the clerk is in the process of contacting them to know why they didn't show up. The 10:15, we can make a phone call right now if you would like to do so. This is the same person we called on Friday who was at the Garlic Festival, and they were as eager to talk to us. I don't know.
Did you need me for anything?
No, ma'am. We're going. Let's go ahead and jump into that one and go to BOE number 0305.
Good, that way all that work.
So, would you guys pull that up?
Oh, I'm sorry, what number?
The 10:15 one, which 0305 is what we're going to go to, and I'm going to make that phone call to him.
Austin Miller.
So it's 07-03.
Just an 07 for 107. 0305. Promenade.
Okay, Clausen Miller, right. We're calling California. The purchase is $179, market value is $89.
And they didn't provide us any sales or anything, but they think it's $89,000.
And it's on the books for $163.
They paid $179.07.
It is rated as commercial, so I assume it's the promenade. So it's
promenade's all commercial.
It's all commercial there. All right. Let's make that phone call. That'll be the last one of the morning session. Then we'll come back bright and early at 1 p.m. Very well. Could be.
Hi,
Judy. This is Jim Stroffis calling from the Board of Equalization in Taney County, Missouri.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I know we had a disconnect last week, and this morning we went really long, and just now I'm trying to catch up. Is this a good time?
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
Okay. What I have you is I have you on the speaker phone. You have, you're also being broadcast on the Internet so that we can record everything. We have our five-member board here present with our assessor, a member from the county clerk to take the minutes, and our county attorney, which is pretty standard to be in these meetings. Let me kind of explain the process. Our duties in the state of Missouri is to set valuation as of January 1st of 2009. Missouri handles a two-year assessment cycle, so the data that we'll be looking to help set valuations is data that's collected in the 07, 08, or the very early of 09 to set valuation for as of January 1st of 2009. Just like the assessor right now is collecting data in the 2010 timeframe to set valuations for 2011. What we're going to do is have you state your reasons and all that of your appeal. Then the board maybe ask a few questions. The assessor will chime in with valuations. Then whatever the decision is, whenever the decision is made, which is by this by statute by this this calendar month, you'll be mailed that decision. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Judy, go ahead and we have the documents that you submitted, and you can just go ahead and state your case.
Well, basically, I am trying to set what the home is worth in the last 6 months. I didn't know you were going back a year or two or whatever you're going back, but basically, it's very hard. There's nothing selling out there right now, and what's listed is in the $90,000 range for a studio.
Right. And just to kind of help, just kind of, I guess, give you some more information, we've heard a lot of cases throughout the month of July, and the law is pretty specific. I know we're calling California. We have to set it as of on the odd year assessment cycle. So we have to, by law, go back to the value of this property as of January 1st of 2009. So,
okay, so I would like to see comps from you showing me what the values were then, because I'm showing there's like no value in this property.
Okay, so James, do you want to go ahead and chime in? The assessor's here. He'll be using data from the 08 and 07 time frame to set valuations.
Sure, I'd sure like to see that.
It is her standard, though, of proof. Right. She needs to prove it.
Well, and one of the things, ma'am, is that the statute is that you have to, part of the statute is that we have to use your data to set the correct valuations.
Right, well, the data that I have is basically listings. I know you need closings, but they're not able to sell anything out there because they can't get loans on this type of product, so we're kind of screwed right now, because if I could sell it, I would sell it.
But the value right now has nothing to do with what we're dealing with here. Your sale in 07, September of 07, at $179,900 is what established, helped along with other sales in similar amounts that set the value for January 1st of 09.
What are you saying the value is
at that time? The value is what the purchase, well, let me just look here. We set the value at $163,000. Based off of your property, this property is on the books for $163,000 as of January 1st of 2009. It shows that it was purchased at $179,000, but it's only on the books for $163,000.
Right. Right now, there's two listings out there for $89,000. There's another one that they're trying to get $100,000, and they're not even able to get back. So anyway, I have homes to sell here. I'm the broker myself, too, so I know how this works. I just think it's pathetic when you're trying to charge me more than what it's. I can't even get $50,000 for the darn thing.
Ma'am, let me ask you one more question. This is all in the well, no, I you're right. The process is set by Missouri law, so we have to follow the laws as they are written.
January 1st of 11 next year, the assessor has to reassess all properties in Taney County. The sales that are occurring right now, or the lack of sales, the lower prices, will all reflect in what he uses to make it a value for January 1st. So you will see, most likely, a decrease in value of a considerable amount in January of next year for the next two-year period. But we're dealing with the 09 and 010 tax period right now.
So, any last statements, Ms. Judy?
I just think it's a no-win situation. It's worth zero. I can't sell it. I'm not paying it. So you guys can send me whatever you want.
All right. All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry. She did hang up on me. She didn't get to say my appreciation. I was being kind at the end, too. Motion to deny by Dave Oliphant, BOE number 0305.
I courteously second that motion.
With gritted teeth, he seconds the motion from Danny Strahan. Any more discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0. I'm going to call for recess, and we'll reconvene 1 o'clock on BOE. Recess.
Just let you gentlemen know that I just got a little update. Evidently, a former commissioner passed away here today, E.F. Gann.
Oh, okay. I seen him last night. He was just under. Did we do?